don't know what you've heard about G. But he's with the sweet spot 1-3.
Justin.
I give my good leg to heel Kyrie.
Jupp's not
it's
here.
The afternoon
Justin.
J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about
Monty.
G. But he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves Nico like Lando loves his beans.
Yes.
It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Monty. That's right. You heard the theme song. It's a sweet spot, by the way. He's Lando. I'm Mino. We don't have a George today, but we do have someone, a very special friend of ours. He sang the theme song. I believe he's either on the phone or
clean feed.
And we have a sponsor for this as well, Creighton.
Globe Life.
Globe Life. How about that, Justin? You get a sponsor for this.
Buzz.
What's up, bro?
Are you in the bathroom right now?
I'd give you applause.
Yes, you do.
There we go.
No.
Yeah, it sounds like
no,
you're...
No, I'm not in the bathroom.
You just waking up from your muser's nap?
Nah, man. I've been grinding all day.
All right, good for you. Got to make that paper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Oh, there you go.
There, that's real justice.
Does that sound better?
Yeah, you sound
good. Yeah, brother. You sound good, brother.
Okay, good. I just realized I had pulled a Corby and was talking into the wrong end of my microphone.
I think we've all done that. So this is what...
By the way...
Go ahead.
Lando,
yes.
Just so you don't feel bad, I did try parkour this weekend.
You did.
And I was actually pretty good at it.
Okay.
Hell yeah. I suck at it.
Yeah, I was ripping it up, man.
So that is something that took with you that you're like, you know what? I'm going to try this.
I'm going to stick with it.
Now you're a big parkour guy?
I'm going to try to do a aerial off the Reunion Tower maybe at 8:40 tomorrow.
Really reaches for content. Huh?
Is parkour still a thing?
It's got to be. It was in a Bond movie.
Was it really?
Yeah. It was in first Daniel Craig Bond movie.
It was in an episode of The Office. Remember that?
Okay, that was 20 years ago.
I know.
That's the first Bond movie.
That's why I'm asking if parkour. A lot of our listeners probably don't know what parkour is. So let's describe what parkour is. It's running around parks and jumping off stuff. And
yes, you seem to have a clear understanding.
Well,
of
what
parkour.
Is it?
I think it's
describe
trying to,
parkour.
You sound like what a little kid would be running around parks, jumping off stuff. That sounds like a playground.
It's trying to get from one place to another in the most creative way you possibly can.
Okay. Parkour is a physical discipline focused on efficiently transversing obstacles by using techniques like jumping, vaulting, and climbing.
This has been an episode of Dictionary David.
Yes.
Thank you, David.
That's just all off the top of my head with help from...
And those are three of my strengths.
Google.
Absolutely.
AR.
We did want to ask you, is there something that you tried, Monty, that you really wanted to get into, but it just didn't take for some reason?
Walking.
Okay.
Well, you were really good at it for
I don't
want to
hear
a few
from
years.
You afternoon nub.
Okay, in my defense, I thought that you guys had called it that before, and it turns out I was wrong.
No, what, you're
when
probably
would we ever
three
call
steel
it that
reserves
before?
In.
By the way, Mino still has not cracked the steel reserve.
Well, I am on
I
the air,
him.
Sir. I do not drink on the radio.
That thing is
unless
warm
we are,
now.
No, it's not bad. It's still got
trust
a little,
me,
still
it's
got
bad.
A little cold to it. I'm going to save this bad boy.
No, you won't.
I'm saving it for a Diamond Talk.
Leave it here for Corby.
Yeah, because he'll drink it, I'm sure.
Save it for the next time the Rangers win the World Series.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. So we have...
I think Steel Reserve
see.
Ages like a nice Pinot Noir.
We only have about 3.5 months.
Right.
So it'll taste great. No, I think something that I've tried that I didn't really get into was probably playing guitar.
Okay.
Because I remember trying it at like a summer camp. And we went to a class every day.
You're playing Stairway?
I was going to say, Hey There, Delilah.
No, what they taught us was Time of Your Life, or whatever that song's called by Green Day.
Good Riddance?
Mm-hmm.
Good Riddance, yeah. And so, which, now that I think about it, what a terrible song choice, because it was cancer camp that we were at.
Oh, no.
Oh. Is that
I
what
never
it
put two and two together on that from just now.
It was called Cancer Camp?
Well, no, it was called Camp Esperanza, but if you were cool, you called it Cancer Camp. But I didn't realize the counselors were openly mocking us by making us sing Good Riddance.
Oh, no. Yeah, and when you first said Time
like
of My
Dust
Life,
in the Wind or something.
I thought you were talking about the song from Dirty Dancing. Like,
no.
It's not one I've typically heard play on guitar before. Yeah.
But yeah, we played that, and you know, it was fine. Then I came home, and you had the
time of your life. That's Monty right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what they were playing as they were lowering us into the graves we had to dig for ourselves. But no, I played it, and you know, like I said, I got home, and I think I maybe even asked my parents if they would get me a cheap guitar because I wanted to try it out, and gave up on it pretty quick. That, I think, in actual skateboarding.
Okay.
Like, beyond just using it as a transportation device.
Yeah.
Because I remember even buying, like, the Tony Hawk VHS where you teach you how to ollie. Mm-hmm. And my ollies were un-ollies.
Yeah.
Like, if you got an Olympic gold for not being able to get off the ground, and I would be Michael Phelps.
And we all played the video game in 1999. We're like, yeah, this is easy.
Just yeah, I can ollie real easy on here.
Get me a half pipe. We'll be able to do this. This is just grind.
I think skateboarding is a good one because I wanted to get into it, and then all my friends are, I got these new trucks and these new wheels. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, I can
got
afford
a birdhouse board.
I can afford the Walmart board. Yeah. But I sucked at it, and I gave up on that pretty quickly. The guitar one, when I started, I wanted to get into playing the guitar, and my parents were like, well, if you want to play, then go buy your own damn guitar. So I was like, all right, well, no. The pawn shop has a $25 guitar, and I didn't know how to tune it or anything, but stuck with it for a while, got not crappy at it, but not good at it.
And now you get
somewhere
to play
in between.
It's summer chill.
Yeah. Turns out I'm a better bass player than a guitar player.
Okay.
I guess the difference in our two childhoods was my parents loved me.
Fair enough.
And you didn't get cancer, Lando.
Oh,
like, that might have helped out.
You did have to bring that up.
Justin, remember that time when Fahey tried to get us into F1? Like, way before F1 was cool. He's like, dude, you guys are going to love it. Just watch qualifying. Just watch qualifying. You know, spend a few hours on Saturday morning watching that. And then early on Sunday, just watch the race. And we're like, okay. And we picked a driver. It was like, I don't know, Lewis Hamilton and a couple other dudes.
I'm a Lando Norris guy.
And we did kind of wrong our friend Fahey because we either we didn't watch it at all or we watched about 5 minutes.
And we told him watched the whole race. And he started asking us questions about it.
Like, man, they went fast.
But the problem is, I told him beforehand, I was like, look, for every minute you stay after 9 o'clock in your shift, I'll watch this race.
And so, yeah, you watched 3 minutes of it.
And I watched 3 minutes.
I tried to get into NASCAR. I did.
When?
Okay. So
for a girl.
Her name is Jezebel. It was during the pandemic.
Three.
There were no sports going, and I was so starved for sports after the pandemic. The first thing that came back was a NASCAR race.
Really?
I think it was Daytona, and I watched the whole damn thing. And that was I was getting into it during watching the race, and then afterwards I was like, I'm never gonna watch this again.
I remember watching Days of Thunder as a kid. I was like, man, this is kind of badass. I'm gonna get into NASCAR now.
Just didn't stick.
And I was like in second grade. Texas Motor Speedway was new. I was like, this is a badass racetrack. They can have NASCAR here now. And then I started watching baseball and football and stuff, and it just kind of there.
You know what I just heard, Lando, was right after Kyle Larson said that word during COVID, you got into NASCAR.
Yeah, that's exactly when it started for me.
Man, this is how they roll
people.
Over here?
All right.
I'll give it a go.
Who's this Bubba Watson?
Yeah. Oh, that was that was already there. Anyway, that's all good. I'll still check it out.
So wrong for that. I guess I deserve it after what I said earlier.
Lando also likes The Cosby Show, Justin. Did
okay.
you see that? He knows The Cosby Show is on at 5:30. That was a funny picture.
Just to see if he slips a roofie into a little Rudy's juice box or something.
No. This is the episode. This is the good one.
I don't think, the show itself, he ever did that.
No, there was an episode where he has like a special sauce that makes everyone anxious. Yeah, I'm serious. This is really? A real episode.
Yeah.
You think they still air that one?
Maybe not. The one we did see today that was coming on later is called Cliff's Mistake, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
That's the name of the drink he makes.
Well, Justin, let's do this again next week, but we can't do it at this time because we're going to have George. And I think they're going to be back from vacation finally.
Yes. But you will be in California.
Yeah, we will.
With Jub.
So George will be out there.
Yeah.
Have some frozen
and
awesomes.
I believe George will be on the morning show tomorrow.
What? Really?
At 8:15.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay, nice tease.
That's a good get for your producer.
Yeah. He's working hard. We just have a communication problem. He doesn't talk to us enough, so
right.
We don't really have a way of getting.
You need someone more loquacious than Jacob Benmore.
Brother.
Yeah, but luckily we have him during all of our 8:40 bits
to laugh over.
Help accentuate punchlines, so that helps.
Well, Justin,
right.
Tell Daddy we
right,
said
Lando?
Hi.
Exactly.
Hi, right, bros.
All right,
thanks,
Justin.
Monty.
We'll see you. There he is. That is our good pal, our producer. It's Justin Montemayor. And Daddy, if you're listening, give Justin a call.